Frankfurt Locker Room Chat here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got the girls coach on the horn with us. That's Brian Ebert, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt. Also want to thank Community Healthcare System as well. TVL tournament at Frankfurt in full swing this week. Of course, we're down to the semifinals, consolation bracket and such set as well. But, Coach, your first game from Saturday against the Blue Valley Rams, you know, Blue Valley able to get the win to put you into those consolation games, which we'll talk about. But, you know, just take us back to that game Saturday morning and a few key takeaways from it.
Well, you know, it just really, it honestly stems back to, you know, lack of personnel. When you have three of your starters out, it just definitely throws a big wrinkle in how you look. But I thought our girls that were out there competed hard. You know, it was 9-11 after the first, down three going into halftime. Then they just came out with a big third quarter, and we were not able to sustain what we had done in the first half. And that's kind of what's been the MO is, you know, we can hang with teams, but then since we don't have a lot of depth and we've been missing starters, we just get fatigued, and we have one of those quarters where we just struggle. So, you know, like I said, the girls that were out there definitely compete hard. Hopefully we can get a couple of them back and get a little bit more healthy and, you know, put a little bit better group out there and not have to depend on freshmen and some sophomores that probably are not quite ready yet.
Yeah, and I know that's certainly been the theme, and we have talked about that. Obviously, the injuries have been a big factor with how things have gone to this point, and now you get these consolation games. But I want to, you know, ask you this, you know, outside of the basketball itself, you know, having to coach these games and just kind of navigate through this tournament, the fact that your school is hosting the TVL tournament, obviously your athletics director doing a great job with all this, and there's a lot of workers involved, but how much are you involved with kind of the whole setup and everything outside of the basketball side of it?
Well, I definitely try to help the best I can. You know, with the shot clock, that's a new thing. So we're trying to take on all the shot clock and the game clock. So, you know, it kind of, you have a lot of people that have to, you know, chip in and to make things run as smooth as possible. You know, that's a big thing, but Vicky's done a great job. She does a good job of getting things ready and everybody lined out where they're supposed to be. So, you know, we all have a part in it, obviously. She does a big part of it. And, you know, like I said, try to help out the best we can. It is nice having it, hosting it. You know, if I want to watch a team that I haven't seen, pretty easy to scout. So
right.
In that regard, it is definitely nice.
Well, let's talk about, you know, a couple consolation games that you're going to play Friday afternoon, a team you have yet to see in Washington County, and then Saturday morning you'll take on Onega. You beat them earlier in the year. You know, just give me your thoughts on both these teams and just, you know, what do you want to see and kind of the expectations to close out this tournament here in the next few days?
Well, continuously build on what we're, you know, trying to improve. You know, I keep telling the girls, you know, if you make improvements over this stretch where we don't have the personnel that we usually have, that's only going to gain as far as the team. We're only going to gain from that when we get some people back that, you know, are not healthy right now. So we're trying to make improvements every game. Washington County, you know, I think that maybe they're, you know, struggling a little bit shooting the ball. So we'll try some different things there. And then we played Onega. But we'll, like I said, we'll be a little bit shorthanded, so it's going to be a different game. We've got to be ready to play and come out with the intensity that we need to win those games.
There it is, Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes. They'll take on Washington County, consolation game on Friday afternoon at 4:30. They'll take on Onega Saturday morning at 10 a.m., again, over in Frankfurt to close out the final couple days of the TVL tournament. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.